Welcome to Entrepreneur Q&A with Dr. Greg Watson, where we dive into real-world entrepreneurial questions in just a few minutes. I'm Greg, better known online as Dr. Greg Watson, serial entrepreneur and founder coach. Each episode, I unpack a question that matters to entrepreneurs, from launching your first venture to scaling an established business. Today's show is called Why 90% of Startups Fail Without Knowing Their Target Customer. Now let's get started with today's show. Here's a painful truth. Most entrepreneurs spend months, sometimes years, building products that nobody wants. And here's the kicker. It's not because they lack talent, funding, or even a great idea. It's because they never truly figured out who their customer is. Let me ask you something. If I asked you right now to describe your target customer, would you say everyone? If so, you've fallen into what I call the everyone trap. When you target everyone, you actually reach no one. Your marketing becomes as generic as elevator music. Customers can't see why your specific product solves their specific problem because you're speaking to the masses instead of the individual. Think about it this way. When you walk into a crowded room and someone shouts, "Hey, person," nobody turns around. But when someone calls your name, you immediately look. That's the power of specificity. Now, here's where most entrepreneurs get this wrong. They think knowing demographics is enough. Age, income, location, that's just the surface. You need to dig deeper into psychographics. What keeps your ideal customer awake at 3 a.m, staring at the ceiling, worrying? Where do they spend their time online? How are they solving this problem today, and why does it frustrate them? Take Dollar Shave Club. Michael Dubin didn't target all men who shave. He got laser-focused on guys who were absolutely fed up with overpriced razors at drugstores. His viral video spoke directly to that frustration with humor and authenticity. The result? A billion-dollar acquisition by Unilever. Here's your validation test. Can you describe your ideal customer in one sentence? Would that person immediately recognize themselves in your marketing? Most importantly, are you solving a vitamin problem or a painkiller problem? Vitamins are nice to have. Painkillers are essential. Painkillers win every time. Your homework is simple but crucial. Write down your ideal customer in 25 words or less. If you can't complete this exercise in 60 seconds, you're not ready to launch. Get specific, get focused, and then you'll get profitable. Thanks for tuning in to Entrepreneur Q&A with Dr. Greg Watson, brought to you by Entrepreneurship Essentials, empowering founders at every stage. If you found value in today's episode, please subscribe, leave a review, or share it with a fellow entrepreneur. Until next time, keep building.